Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. Still plenty to get into. Smokin' Joe Patrick going to join us in about 20 minutes, our Falcons reporter for the radio station. We'll talk to him as we always do on Thursdays. Get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from now as well in the AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. And you might be thinking to yourself, man, I've never called a radio station before and asked a question or heard my voice on the air. All those guys that call on the AMA, they do such a great job. And it's true. We do get a lot of similar callers, which is fine. I like when we get the go-tos. But if you're out there and you've never called and asked a question on the radio before, maybe today's the day.
Yeah.
Maybe today's the day to try something new.
Yeah, I mean
it's Trillville. Do it for Trillville. You know what I mean? They would want you to do that.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They would want you to try to get outside your comfort zone on their Thursday and call in
okay.
at 404-726-0929.
Also, I wanted to go back to tonight's game because you think if you look at the NFC, obviously we'll tie Falcons in there.
Okay.
We both think, even after the quarterback throws five interceptions, it's Detroit, right?
I do think that.
You think it's Detroit?
Yeah.
Who do you think's two? Philly or
Philly or a
healthy 49ers?
I'm interested to see what Za'Darius Smith looks like on the Detroit defense.
He's playing
he's playing this weekend, and I still kind of worry
okay.
about good offenses and their ability to stop them.
Okay.
So number two, I would say, I don't know, it's hard for me to not believe San Francisco is just going to be the second best team in the NFC
okay.
with people back.
All right.
Even though I know McCaffrey looked okay, not great his first week back, but they won and they're 5-4 and they're lurking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still think they're the second best team in the NFC.
Then you probably put the winner of this game.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are better than the Commanders.
Okay.
I guess maybe if the Commanders beat them tonight, then
right.
I'll change. But I think they are, okay. and I think they'll win tonight. And then the Falcons are kind of right in there.
Because, I mean, after tonight, if the Eagles win, the Cardinals are in the lead of the NFC West.
They are.
Yeah.
They are, and they're being slept on
yeah.
without question. I'll be honest, I've seen bits and pieces. I haven't watched like a full Cardinals game, I don't think, all year.
Right.
So
they would. They hit you in your face.
They're playing. They run the ball.
Kyler's played in a while.
Kyler's playing awesome.
Yes.
And I don't know how they're doing it on defense because they lost all their guys over the last three
they
years.
They got Buddha, man.
Buddha Baker's tackling everybody.
Yes.
Like, he's just 100 tackles.
Yeah.
He's just tackling everybody,
yeah.
which I love because I love Buddha Baker. And, yeah, I do think, they're a good team. And we asked Mark Schlereth about this yesterday. Like, who are the teams that are actually good that aren't getting the level of recognition? And he gave a cool kind of media answer. This is why we do it, which I like. I know why they talk about the teams they talk about, and I know why they don't talk about the Cardinals because traditionally no one cares. The Chargers are the same way. The Chargers are pretty good. Like,
yeah.
they're not great, but they play awesome defense,
mm-hmm.
and Herbert has been good,
yes.
and he's playing really smart. So
yes.
they're a good football team, man. Now we're going to find out about them because I think their next four games – Chargers have Burrow,
mm-hmm.
Mahomes, Lamar, and then us.
Damn.
So, yeah.
You play Chargers this year?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. Here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they got Burrow, Lamar, Falcons, Mahomes.
Okay.
So they've done well to start the year. The quarterbacks that the Chargers have beaten this year is a pretty hilarious group of quarterbacks,
yeah.
Many of which are no longer the quarterback for the team.
But you can only
play and
we would have talked worse about them if they didn't win.
Well, we would have talked equally none about them, because we haven't talked about them at all until right now.
If they would have won that game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And I believe that. I believe, you know, you should be graded on the classes that you've taken,
yeah.
Right? Like they've played the schedule that they've played, and they're 6-3.
Yeah, in May or okay,
and we'll, physical. And again, they're about to they're about to step into the AP classes. We're going to find out how they do in those courses. But yeah, so far so good for them. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with the NFC. What about you?
I'm just like you.
Yeah,
I am. I'm going to go with
the San Francisco benefit of the doubt.
I am. Okay. I'm going to give them that because McCaffrey's back.
Yeah.
Then I'll go the winner of this game, which more likely I'll still go Eagles and then the Falcons right there. And that's how I look in the playoff picture, too. Mm-hmm. No, it won't, because it looked three because, hold on, whatever. I think those are the top four seeds. As it stands right now,
the Falcons would have the tiebreaker over Arizona because they have the best win percentage in conference games. So it'll all shake out.
Yes, it will.
It'll all shake out in the wash.
Okay.
That's the good thing about it. And the NFL, there's no committees, you know? There's no human element. There's no brand names. Your record decides who goes to the playoffs.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Now, it's not the same in college,
but
we'll see. Again, there's a lot of football left to be played in college, too, and hopefully they get it right when it comes to the 12 teams that make the playoffs. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. If you're looking for a place to watch the Falcons game on Sunday, join 92.9 The Game and Bud Light for a Falcons watch party Sunday, November 17th at 4 p.m. Again, remember, it's the 4 p.m. slot here for the Falcons and Broncos at McCray's Tavern in Smyrna. Watch the game with 92.9 The Game's Abe Gordon, Freddie the Falcon, some of the cheerleaders. You can win Falcons tickets or an autographed football from Kirk Cousins. That's a nice prize. Enjoy specials on Bud Light. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Ow! You know, it hits everybody differently. And then obviously, from a coach's standpoint, you always talk about your guys with the sickle cell trait. That affects you in altitude. People that have altitude poisoning. You know, obviously we got medications you can take beforehand when you get there, things of that nature. And we'll take all the necessary steps to be prepared for that. You know, just not being used to that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those things that, like in the modern era of medicine and preparation and sports science and all that kind of stuff, they could probably get ready for it.
Yeah.
Altitude in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things that you can do. And I think, you know, I mean, you didn't even, you were working out. And you got the altitude poison. I mean, this.
I didn't take the proper precautions.
You must have been drinking and stuff.
Got good and drunk the night before, and then got up early the next morning. Decided to try to run it out on the treadmill. Yeah, dumb.
Did you dirty? Huh?
Did me real dirty.
Did you dirty?
Huh? I had altitude poisoning for like 36 hours.
How was that?
Felt like the flu.
I remember I had a good friend of mine, Lou Vasquez. Lou played with me in San Diego, ended up going to Denver. I remember Lou got real sick with altitude stuff. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, then, so what I tried to do, just to be really smart, just to compound all those good decisions was, I was
drink
like,
your way out
I'll
of
just
it.
Drink through it.
Yep.
I'll just get drunk again, and it didn't work.
Yeah, bro.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. It was just a chain of really good decisions by, like, 27-year-old Andy.
Yeah, man, but I think...
I was famous for good decisions at that age.
I think, where we are. I mean, I 27 was a good year.
Yeah. 27, I was better at 27. 24 was, like, peak, just... Whatever your instinct is, do the opposite.
Right.
Because I was just making bad choices.
Yeah, man.
Financial and otherwise.
Yeah.
But we're here.
That's all that matters.
We're still standing.
That's all that matters. You get married, a lovely wife, beautiful kids, a dog, a fence, house, car paid off.
We got it all.
You're all the way
we
growing up.
We got a roof.
You're all the way growing up.
Yep.
All the way growing up.
Thank God I didn't meet her until I was well older than that.
Yeah. You think you would have ruined it?
Oh, sure. No. Absolutely, yeah. I would have ruined it.
Yeah.
But 100%.
But no, the Falcons, I mean, we talked about it. The only time you hear about altitude is when you lose.
Yep, that's right.
You know, I mean, they need to go up there. They're going to have opportunities to make plays on this defense. It's a good defense. that does really good things. They can rush pass, or they can cover, and they're one of the epitome of my man Warren Sapp. He's always talking about the front end work with the back end, the back end work with the front end. Because what they're able to do, they're able to cover. That helps them, allows them to get that pressure on the quarterback. And then, you know, and so, I mean, the Falcons, we know that it's all going to start up front with those five dudes. I think Dahlman's coming back. Not 100% sure, but we'll ask Joe in the next segment. This is something. We also know Troy Anderson re-injured himself in the last game. We don't know how serious that is, and a couple other guys. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Falcons are better than Denver, with me saying that. I'm sorry. They're better than what the Falcons has lost to. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Saints. Now, are they like a world beater or something? No. No, they played well. They took advantage of what Kansas City had. They took advantage of Kansas City's weak offensive line. Mm-hmm. They were bringing guys from that side.
Yep.
And they were speeding up Pat and everything like that. That's why we're talking about the right-hand side. They're going to come. They're coming on McGarry.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're coming on that side.
100%. That's exactly what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to take advantage of the weakness that the Falcons have on the offensive line, which is Caleb McGarry's ability to pass block. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Everybody knows that in the league. And, yeah, I'm with you, and Vegas is too. They think the Falcons are better than the Broncos are. But I also think the Broncos just have equalizers. Like, they have things that – even if you're not, like they did last week against the Chiefs, they're not as good as the Chiefs.
No.
They should have won that football game because they played a really smart game. They have a great pass rush, which can equalize any game if the Falcons can't protect Kirk. And they also just have a hyper-efficient offense. Like, they're not going to score 40 points on you.
No.
It's not going to be a shootout like you've played in games against Tampa, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also not going to make, shoot yourself in the foot mistakes. And, you know, that's what we've seen the Falcons do that a few times this year. I mean, you lose that Seattle game in part because you turned the ball over three times and they didn't turn the ball over any times. If you lose a turnover battle, you're going to lose the sack battle.
Yeah.
Just it. You're not going to have more sacks than they do.
Yeah.
Okay? They're second in the league in sacks. You're the worst in the league in sacks, and it's not close. They're going to get Kirk Cousins on the ground more times than you get Nicks on the ground. You just can't have those turn into turnovers because Bo Nicks probably isn't going to turn it over. He's only thrown two interceptions since week two.
Damn.
He threw four interceptions in the first 2 weeks. He's thrown two since then. He's really cleaned it up. So they're not great, but they're pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, they're
well coached.
They're well coached. Understandably, they're well coached on offense. Sean is not. Sometimes you take the decision making out of a quarterback as far as doing things like that, turning the ball over. And I know that they were talking about something like that, similar with Caleb Williams. Don't allow him to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe help him.
Call
some plays that are a little safer.
Yeah, that he doesn't have to hold the ball. That his natural instinct as a quarterback is like, okay, I know this route concept. On my third step, it's got to come out.
Yep.
Because
you know what his natural instinct is. If it's not there, I'm going to break down and run.
Yes, exactly.
And then he gets himself in trouble.
And so, yeah, take some of that thinking out. He's going to have to think and whatever.
Sure.
But take some of that out. And like you said, simplify game plans for young quarterback. And that's what Sean.
Yes, he has.
Sean has simplified the game plan for Bo Nicks.
Yep, no doubt. Second in the league in sacks, Nick Benito. And they spread the love.
Hmm?
Jonathan Cooper, Zach Allen, John Franklin Myers, all those guys have five or more sacks. So,
did you know any of them before you got here? Before
I didn't know any of those guys had five or more sacks.
Yeah.
I knew Nick Benito was over there. Like, damn, I didn't know he had seven sacks. That's as many as the Falcons have. Almost crazy. All right,
how many they got?
Nine.
Oh, well, those double digits, baby.
How many games they played?
Double digits.
Double digits. One a game. One a game is good in what? Like if you score one touchdown a game as a player, that's incredible.
That's awesome.
You're doing great.
Yes.
If you're an edge rusher and you get one sack a game,
it's awesome.
You might be an all-pro.
Yes.
But as a team, not as good.
Yeah.
Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us next. He'll tell us about those Falcons injuries like Randy was talking about. Get us caught up on everything we need to know. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA, where you can call us up and ask us anything that you'd like to at 404-726-0929. We'll get to Joe Patrick in just 1 second.
Yeah, Joe Patrick. Everybody says, well, Randy, why do y'all call him a troublemaker? Because of the tweet that you said he put out.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that Joe Patrick, in his scrum and at his podium self, standing by D-Less, said, I wonder if, and said, or not even said, but he made sure, because I think he did, at Young Weku. Why is it that everybody makes their kicks against the Falcons?
Yeah, they're more comfortable because they know Young Way is going to miss his.
I didn't read the article that Joe put out there. It just seems like it's something that he would think.
No, it's just classic Joe. He's like, all right, let's add a little fuel to the fire. Young Way's missed a few kicks. That's a hot topic this week.
Let me put this out.
How have the kickers been doing against the Falcons? They're perfect.
Let me hear him put this out.
Let me start a fight in the streets.
Way to go, Joe.
Every opportunity he gets.
Way to go, Joe.
Let's get him in here. Smoking Joe Patrick.
One quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Every Thursday at this time, we check in with our Falcons beat reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick. Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200 for gems like that, which was interesting. Like, obviously, the conversation about Young Weku has not been fun this week and parts of this season. Come on. Like, Falcons kickers, opponents can't miss one? Like, just try to make Young Wei look even worse? Like, what's going on here?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I you know, sit in the press box or watch on TV if they're on the road, and, you know, I see them make these kicks, and it's like, of course. And the thing that really gets me, guys, it's not just that their opponents are 24 of 24. It's that they're a perfect 9 for 9 from 50 yards. They're 4 for 4 from 56-plus. I mean,
that's insane.
It's a little ridiculous. It is on, you know, the far end of the unlucky spectrum for the Falcons. But I do think that that's why it makes the Kuz misses, you know, all the more rage-inducing, because it feels like that doesn't happen in the other direction. And it's not that it just doesn't feel like it. It actually doesn't happen in the other direction.
Let me ask you this about him, because they've said all the right things, as they, of course, are going to do as it relates to Young Weku. But do you know, when you look at them say it, when you look in their eyes, or can you read between the lines? I mean, like, are they really they're fine? Like, he's been great, he's going to be great again? Or is there any, like, kind of lingering underlying concern?
Well, I don't think that they think they would say that he's been great. They say that in, like, you know, his career, he's been amazing for this organization, all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't think in the building that there's any kind of debate that it has been an underperformance, a slight underperformance, I guess you could say, but an underperforming year for Ku. Having said that, you know, he's made several key kicks this year for the team that sent them to overtime or won games at the end. So there's also been some of those clutch kicks that he's become known for. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, he's just struggling a little bit. And I think that whenever you're talking about the situation with a kicker on a team, there's always a sense of trepidation that I think, like, the leaders that who are talking to media have, because you don't want to lie. You don't want to not acknowledge the issue. But at the same time, obviously, it's such, like, a psychological thing for kickers that you don't also want to kind of, like, bring more attention to the misses that, you know, puts more pressure on themselves, that they know that Young Wei is putting a lot of, you know, stress on himself and pressure on himself to make the next kick. And so it's just that fine balancing act of like, it's like a psychological experiment of like trying to, you know, give the guy confidence throughout all of this stuff. And I will say, you know, I actually talked to Younghoe several weeks ago about his actual kicking technique, and I feel bad because I feel like ever since then, it's kind of, that's when we've seen the worst of it here in these last few weeks.
But, okay, but so we got to the bottom of it.
But it is interesting. I mean, he was talking to me about how he does have like the narrowest approach angle in the league, and that's kind of been something. He said, he told me, like, he's a golfer, and like very much like a golfer who kind of tinkers with their swing to try to, you know, make the best contact possible. That's what he does with football as well, and he plays a lot of golf too, so he's very familiar with that kind of thing. And you just hope that kicker, he can go back to the drawing board and figure some things out.
Damn kicker! Talking about, I play a lot of golf. Damn kicker! Hey JP,
you want to? He'd prefer to keep playing golf instead of going fishing, right?
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, that's true. Hey JP, what's going on with the injury? I saw Dalman possibly could be back. Troy supposedly injured himself in the last game. Where is this team at as far as who you think is going to be in or out?
Yeah, the injury report yesterday was interesting because they didn't actually have a practice. They did their walkthrough, which they did last week as well.
Oh, hell.
And so this was an estimation, but it was
– Here we go again.
So it was an estimated report, but it was kind of shocking. We knew that guys like James Smith-Williams and Daquan Graham went down with injuries, but also to see a guy like Charlie Warner pop up on the did not participate with concussion – Dee Alford on a did not participate with a hamstring, and Antonio Hamilton Sr. on a did not participate with a pec. Never want to see the pec injury, which is what Daquan Graham has. And I do think that just reading the tea leaves on this, I think that he's going to be on season-ending IR. That's just how it looks to me. But then you've also got a lot of guys who are limited, like Kirk Cousins with a right shoulder and right elbow. I believe it was on one of those sacks he took where you could really see his arm kind of get crunched when he coughed up the ball there. So still feeling the effects of that. Again, these are limited participant guys, so it's not too worrisome. But again, Mike Hughes, he's on there with a neck. He had a bad neck injury when he was in college, and you hope that that's not some sort of re-aggravation with that. Zach Harrison limited with an Achilles. Again, we saw Grady have that last week. Maybe they're just being careful with it, but you never like to see Achilles on the injury report. So some issues there. Will say there is some good news, and you pointed to it, Randy. You know, Drew Dalman was a full participant. I frankly thought he would be back last week. I asked Raheem Morris about him yesterday, and he did say that, you know, they were optimistic about him last week. Ultimately, they decided to hold him out. He will be the starter for this team when he does come back, and he is once again optimistic that he will be back this week. I would fully expect that to happen. And then, Lorenzo Carter, of course, coming back from his concussion. He was, you know, they activated him on the 21 days to activate list or whatever that designation is. So looks like he could be back probably after the bye. I would say that he probably still gets held out for this one, but looks like he could be back soon to get some needed bodies there on that defensive front.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking Falcons ahead of the Falcons-Broncos game this Sunday afternoon. Of course, they're asked about it every single week. They give different answers about it every single week because it hasn't gotten better any week. But what have they said this week about the pass rush?
Yeah, you know, Jimmy Lake will speak here in a little bit. You know, there's been kind of some conversation about a presentation that he gave to the team in the team meeting, a video presentation,
like
I guess.
Like which a PowerPoint?
Apparently this was videos, and it was about them needing to, like, start faster and kind of, you know, basically throw, quote-unquote, like, throw the first punch in the fight, which I thought that they really did not do against New Orleans. I thought that the Saints came out ready to play, and the Falcons did not on either side of the ball. I thought the Falcons eventually got there, but they put themselves in a hole by kind of just not being ready for that intensity that the Saints brought to that game. And apparently, according to Jesse Bates, they were showing some, and this presentation included some video footage of famous UFC knockouts and boxing knockouts, potentially like early knockouts of guys just coming out, not being ready to fight and against somebody who is. And so hopefully that motivates some of these guys. But as for the pass rush, I mean, there are no good answers. There are no good answers I can give to a Falcons fan about this. Like, I don't really see it getting noticeably better. And, you know, Matthew Judon has also come out and said something about, which I did not hear him say, but I saw this printed, which is basically that, you know, they're just trying to do their assignments. I would say that if you read between the lines of what he said, you know, there is some frustration with the scheme that's in place when you've got a guy like Matthew Judon himself dropping off into coverage so often. I know that that has frustrated some former Falcons, or at least one former Falcon pass rusher who's been watching these games closely here these last few weeks. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a healthy state. You hope that – I would give – the glimmer of hope is you get to the bye, and you then that's when these coaching staffs are really – able to kind of self-scout and reassess what they're doing. And who knows what could happen. Maybe even, you know, Raheem potentially, you know, take more of control on that side of the ball if things aren't improving to his, you know, to the level that he expects. So we'll see what happens. But it's going to be another difficult game for this pass rush against a Bo Nix quarterback who can run with the football and also just kind of gets rid of it quickly and doesn't give you that many opportunities to bring him down.
And that was going to be my question. Because of his ability to be able to move around, I mean, how much harder is that going to be? But I'll go back to, you know, go back to last week. Was there, like, when you were watching the game, JP, and you're watching this first half, first quarter between the team, and they talk about flat and all those different things. Is it good New Orleans or bad Falcons, or is it just how a flow of a football game goes?
I mean, I'd love to hear your perspective on it. I thought it was bad Falcons. Falcons had no business losing that game, honestly. And I think that it's their worst loss of the season, despite the fact that they only lost by three.
Right.
That Saints team was just so depleted with injuries. I mean, you look at that wide receiver group, there was nothing there. Like, Marcus Valdes-Scantling was really the only one who had any kind of, you know, decent measure of NFL experience. And he goes off for, you know, over 100 yards and touchdown. And, you've given up a big play to Taysom Hill on the first play of the game. Like, you have to be aware of him because they don't have anybody else on that offense, really. It was like him, Alvin Kamara, and Marcus Valdes-Scantling that you got to keep tabs on. And it was just disappointing. To me, it spoke to a Falcons team that kind of, you know, didn't really respect that Saints team, maybe as much as they should have, or you know, maybe they had good reason not to respect them given what they had on the field, but certainly they didn't play up to the standard that they should. And it feels like it's a recurring theme with this team is that they just tend to play up to their competition and play down to their competition. Yep. And obviously, if that's kind of your what you do, then you're not going to have sustainable success in this league.
Be honest, Joe. You cover this team as well as anybody does, better, actually. Did you know Marquez Valdes-Scantling played for the Saints?
Be honest, Joe.
No, I had no idea he did. Yeah, I would have thought he's still, like, you know, riding, you know, in the reserves for the Chiefs or something at that point. I had no idea.
I didn't either. We all found out, though, didn't we? I don't think the Falcons knew he played for the
Saints. That's for sure.
It was like he was in the end zone, and they called his name out, and he was spiking the ball.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, as always.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons beat reporter. He's up there, as he always is on Thursdays. And like you said, get a chance to talk to Jimmy Lake today. And kind of a little interesting hint there. Maybe Raheem would take over more control of the defense. I don't know that that fixes anything.
I don't know that fixes anything. You got to talk about we're talking about more, in my opinion, personnel.
Yeah, me too. I agree 100%.
But it doesn't.
But you know
help.
How like teams that can't hit sometimes will fire the hitting coach, yeah, even though they don't have any good hitters.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Man.
That'd be tough.
I don't believe in that, man.
Come on, Jimmy. What's Jimmy got to do? Zach Bo Nix a couple times, get him on the ground.
Is it Jimmy's fault?
I don't think it's Jimmy's fault. I mean, but it's got to be somebody's fault. They can't fire the players. Not midseason.
Yeah. And trade deadline has gone.
Yeah, trade deadline's over. I'm going to say Yannick Ngakoue's name again just to see
God!
That look on your face. Randy has a funny reaction. Anytime anybody says Yannick Ngakoue, he leaves.
Hey, he's Rudy Gay. All right? He's that Rudy Gay that everybody, all these damn years. Randy ain't going to get Rudy Gay, Randy. Randy ain't going to get Rudy Gay, Randy.
Hey,
they got him.
They got Rudy Gay. Remember?
Yes.
And then he retired.
Hey.
They bought him out. The AMA is next. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines and ask us anything. And first-timers, welcome. If you've never called a radio station before, we're easy to talk to. We're super nice. We'd love to answer your questions next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Have you asked on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game?
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, just call us up, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Mike, Randy, Andy, all right, man, I ain't going to ask no question today. I'm out here trucking. I just want the listeners to know, I used to watch SportsCenter religiously every day, searching stuff on the Falcons, things of that sort.
Sure.
I listen to y'all guys' segment every day, and I don't need to look at any TV. Y'all tell me everything I need to know. So big ups on that, man. I hope more people listen, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Hit the horn again, Mike.
Yeah, hit that horn one more time. awesome. That's great. Remember when you were a kid and yes. you'd see the truck driver and you'd try to yes. get like on the bus or something? Man, if you got him to go, what a win that was for all the elementary school students. I hope more people listen too. I hope Mike starts a trucker revolution.
Yeah, man. We blank the truckers.
I used to watch a lot more SportsCenter too. Like, I'll still watch it in the mornings, but like, I used to watch
very rarely.
Like, when you had, remember like the time you had on your hands
yep.
as a young college or whatever? Mm-hmm. You'd watch it so many times in a row, you'd see the repeat.
Yep.
And then you'd know what was coming next.
I watched
SportsCenter.
I only
three
watched,
hours.
I only watched the 5 o'clock.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched 5 o'clock.
Yeah. I'll put it on because, like, I didn't stay up to watch the whole Lakers game last night. Mm-hmm. I watched the beginning of it, and then I wanted to see what ended up happening. But yeah, not.
Yeah, I watched 5. I usually watch 5 o'clock.
Ace is in Atlanta. Hey, Ace.
Randy and Andy. Go, hey. Dog.
What's up, brother?
I didn't hear a lot of your posts. This is my first time calling in, but I've been listening to your show for a long time.
Thanks for doing it.
But I want to comment about the offensive play calling, both with the Bulldogs and the Falcons. What the hell are we doing, man? I mean, like, the play calling, especially with the Falcons, the same old plays ran over and over again. I mean, this is like Little League football watching it, and it's sickening to watch. And I love both of my teams, but what you guys think about that?
All right, Ace.
Appreciate you, Ace.
I'll be honest, I really enjoyed the Falcons offense
this
year.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I think Ace is going off
Zach Robinson.
Ace is going off what just happened.
Yeah, but even in the game, like, there was some cool stuff.
It don't matter. They lost. They lost because the play calling.
They definitely lost.
The play calling was Little League. But no, they'll be all right. I like it.
I know it's personnel and quarterback related, but like the last couple of years with Arthur Smith and what they had to do because of the limitations they had, that was brutal to watch.
Yes.
That was hard to watch.
Dude.
This, you just have so much more of the playbook is open to you. Plus, it's a different offense, obviously, with Zach Robinson. But after Pittsburgh, I've pretty much enjoyed watching this offense.
It's so funny about Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith, he just met with the media, says that he has he puts in long hours with Russ on Friday nights. So that's obviously when they go through the game plan stuff. He said his wife FaceTimes him sometimes to make sure he's not out in the streets. And so he'll FaceTime his wife and show, here's Russ.
Nah, it's just me and Russ.
It's just me and Russ, babe. it's me and Russ, babe. I'm not in these Pittsburgh streets. That's crazy.
That's what do you think those long nights are like with those two guys?
Russ probably ordered a damn caprese salad.
Mm, yeah, he probably seems like a caprese guy.
Caprese salad. Arthur Smith got a slab of ribs.
Oh yeah,
he's like
Arthur eats a lot of sandwiches.
He seems like he's a mayonnaise mustard on the face guy.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, Art. By the way, they're all calling him Art now.
Yeah.
Like, no one calls him Arthur Smith anymore. It's all just Art Smith.
Yeah.
He's rebranded. Rebranded as Art Smith. But, yeah, no, it looks like, he'll order, like a cheesesteak and have a little cheese whiz in the facial hair.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Dion is in Covington. Hey, Dion.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, man. I love your show. I'm going to keep it quick because I got two questions. The first one's for both of y'all and the second one's for Andy. The first one is, if you was in Vegas right now, standing at the one, you had $100, you had to put it on. You had to bet it. You had to bet it on either Mike Tyson knocking out Jake Paul or Younghoe Koo kicking the next field goals. Who would you bet it on? And my second question is specifically for Andy.
Okay.
Andy, a few days ago you said that if you had strong thighs, you would live longer. So are you telling me that the shoe modelers in Atlanta are going to live a long time? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too, Dion. They're the longest life expectancy of any profession.
With shakers?
Yeah.
I mean, that thing don't stop wobbling. It might drop, but it don't stop wobbling.
The thighs, man. It's all in the thighs.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
But you got to have a solid lower half in order to shake it like that.
I mean,
especially the longevity of it.
It's always a treat when they do that thing.
It is a treat.
Yeah, they do that thing right there.
How do you do? I don't want to know. I don't want to know either.
I don't
really
want to
know.
There's some things where you can always fall back onto. I had a long time ago. I've asked.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I have. I have asked.
And is it like a magician thing? Like, I can't tell you the secret?
No, it's not that. It's a more of a like, demonstrate it for me. It's more like a demonstrator.
Another great example of the show needing to be on TV.
Yeah, long time.
But yeah, I mean,
long time ago.
How many, these ladies live forever.
Oh, I would bet on Younghoe Koo.
You would?
Yeah, I bet on Younghoe Koo. I would bet on Young with it.
I didn't hear what he said exactly.
But you bet on Young?
How many
he just said the next kick.
The next kick?
Yes, I'm betting on Young with
it. I'll bet on that. Yeah, I bet on Young with it. Because he might be an extra point.
Yeah, I bet on Young with
it. You never know. Yeah. All right, O-Dog is in College Park.
Hey, what's going on, Randy and Andy? Yeah, how y'all doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, look, so I have a solution to the Falcons' pass rush problems. This is what they need to do.
Right. Great.
For the next, and after that, and after this, I got an AMA for you guys, right, too. Is, first of all, for the next 2 years, when it comes to the draft, for the next 2 years, for the first two rounds, we don't pick nothing but guys who pin their ears back and go get the damn quarterback.
I like
That's
it.
All I want to see for my first two rounds. I don't want to see no running back.
I like it.
I don't want to see no quarterback draft. I don't want to see none of that. Yeah. All I want to see for the next 2 years of the draft is guys with their ears pinned back going for a quarterback.
Agreed.
My AMA for you guys is this. Is a hot dog a sandwich or not? Love you guys. Keep it going.
Damn it, O-Dog. You had such a great point
Who's the next caller?
Funny because he said he's going to fix the pass rush, and I was like, I thought he was going to talk about Sunday.
Yeah.
His answer was so reasonable.
Yes.
Invest in the position in the draft.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But you missed it with the other question.
Yeah, we kind of.
Who's next?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Call it what you want to call it. Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I just went on vacation with my wife, and the resort had a couple different activities each night, like, you know, karaoke and a band. Mm-hmm. And then the third night, they had this thing that I didn't really understand. It was called a silent disco.
Yeah,
they
man.
They had two DJs.
Yeah.
They had two DJs and different headphones, and it looked weird. I stood back and laughed my ass off and just drank brown liquor. But have you ever seen that? Or
oh, yeah.
Participated, or what did you think about it?
I enjoyed doing it.
Thank you, Tim.
What is it? It's basically like like everybody has headphones in it. It's two different signals. They go through it. And it's basically like a dance party with different music. I thought I was going to hate it.
That sounds really funny.
Hold on, Abe. I had a great time, other than the sweaty-ass headphones, because you got to use their headphones.
Public headphones.
Yeah, that was the only thing. I had. Now, I was toe up from the flow up.
Good.
But I had a great time.
So everybody's kind of listening to different music.
What you got, Abe?
All right, come on.
I didn't have anything. I was just getting ready for takeaways.
When he puts some headphones on, he scoots up that mic. I'm like, okay, Abe's about to tell his story. Because, y'all, you go on cruise, because that's why we did it on the cruise.
It does seem like something that would be happening on
a
cruise.
It was a lot of fun.
They do have them on cruises. I haven't been to one.
You never done it?
I'm drinking and gambling in the casino.
Abe? I mean, damn. I'm sorry, Bo. Bo?
So what's also highly entertaining is watching.
Yes.
The silent disco.
Sure, because like you can't hear the music,
yeah.
So you don't know what they're dancing to.
All kind of
not everybody's dancing to the same music. That sounds hilarious.
I had a good time.
I never even heard of such a thing.
It's a very cool idea.
That's a really funny idea.
Is there room for a game show where you have to guess what song they're listening to?
Dude, that's a great idea.
I know it'd be tough,
but it would have to be like a specific dance.
Exactly, it would have to be a specific song to a specific dance.
Right,
or like multiple choice.
Like, is that person trying to electric slide? No. No, are they? Is their leg broken? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Do we have time for one more? Dang it! Sorry to Bobby.
Oh,
my bad. Let's get the takeaway.
Bobby's my man.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Braves tickets go on sale tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Blue makes Andy's eyes pop.
I do. It's true. Shakes at altitude make this sound.
Yeah, man. Sound like Casper.
That was my
favorite. We said that at 11:01. 11:01. Welcome to the show.
Let's see. Young Wei Koo's missed kicks induce rages.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to ride Koo.
Yeah, I had that one too. Also, the air might be the only thing thinner in Denver.
Yeah, because the shakes are doing good, Randy said.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.